Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
WBBM-FM and HD1 Chicago. Gabe and Nina. Weekday mornings. This is B96.
Good morning and happy Wednesday. And shout out to my work hard crew.
And shout out to everybody out there being good. The be good part of that work hard, be good crew.
And we are Gabe and Nina. It is time for the top six at six.
Number six.
You should go ahead first today, Nina.
Okay, and actually, I have a question for Telephone Tone. Did you get that Travis Scott meal at McDonald's yesterday?
I didn't, but all my friends went without me.
Telephone Tone is a big fan of Travis
Scott. Why didn't you get it?
Why?
Yeah.
Man, I'm trying to stay off McDonald's. I don't want to.
Come on.
Travis Scott.
What you do is you get the burger, you get the chicken sandwich, and you don't eat the bun, bro.
The bun?
No, you don't.
That's the carbs, bro.
Oh.
You gotta learn.
Take the buns out. Dude, I've been on diets. I've been on broke diets at McDonald's eating chicken McChicken sandwiches. No bun, please.
Right? That's what you do.
Just trying to put you on, Tom.
I got
you.
Get a little lettuce wrap.
But back to the
story, right. For those of you that didn't know, that McDonald's has teamed up with Travis Scott, and this is the first time they've teamed up with anybody since Michael Jordan in 1992. So I thought that was pretty crazy, but the really nutty part was the visual of all of these people standing in line at the McDonald's. So Travis Scott's out there. He put it on his story, too. It looks like a mosh pit out there. But for just $6, you can get the Cactus Jack, and that's the name of his meal. It's a quarter pounder with cheese, bacon. So I guess it's going to be a little bit harder, but you can still have all of that.
So it's a bacon quarter pounder with cheese?
Mm-hmm. A quarter pounder with cheese, sizzling. Yeah, bacon quarter pounder with cheese, medium fries, barbecue sauce, Sprite, all of that.
That's nothing special.
Well,
no. Is there a special sauce? Is there a Travis sauce on there?
There's a barbecue sauce. Okay. I don't think it's a special sauce. Maybe this is just what he likes to eat. So then he decided to put his name on it.
Okay.
So it's like you could get whatever the spicy chicken nuggets and be like, it's the Gabe.
Sure. That's stupid.
Number five.
But if you go ahead.
Take $1 million. Number five story. Let's see. So yesterday I went to the DMV to try to get my license because...
Oh my God, yikes.
I have not had one for so long. And I have an address change, bunch of stuff. So I'm like, you know what? Labor Day, first day, let's get this work done. I go to the one over on Diversey and like Laramie over there. Dude, it was raining outside and the line was like 2 blocks long.
Oh.
Like 2 blocks long. I could not believe it. I'm sitting there. I'm like, what is going on here? And I said... I do not need my license that
bad. Bye.
So I ended up taking off. Then I go to get some gas over on Pulaski and Wrightwood. And there's this Cuban sandwich spot called Cubanito right there on the corner of Wrightwood and Pulaski. And as I'm filling up gas at the mobile, I'm looking across the street and I'm like, damn, Daniel. I was like, am I going to go get this Cuban sandwich? And I was like, yes, I am. So shout out to the people over there. I had that great customer service, had a steak and egg sandwich, and then I had a Cuban sandwich, and then a cortadito, a little Cuban coffee kind of a thing. And
that sounds delicious.
It made my day. On a rainy day?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, guys. Get yourself a Cuban sandwich.
Baby. Number four.
Whatever makes you happy. Well, yesterday, you might have been really sad. I'm sorry I'm doing this story because I have thoughts. So, keeping up with the Kardashians is ending.
You have thoughts. What are their names? Telephone Tone.
I'm kidding. So, keeping up with the Kardashians is done. So, their final season, the 20th season, is going to air in 2021. Now, do you think that when this is all over, because they are very fascinating to pay attention to just in how they like take over pop culture. But do you think with the show being gone that they'll kind of fade away a little bit?
No.
You don't think so?
Absolutely not.
Like maybe their faces won't be out as much?
No. These women are literally I was talking to this with Nicole yesterday. She's like, what do you think is going to happen? I said, nothing. It's like they've used their TV platform to create this conglomerate. And now their conglomerate makes more money than their TV show. So they're more recognizable now and more visible because of their products than they are their TV show. So, no, they're going to remain more visible probably than ever before. No one watched the TV show anyways. They just followed them on social media.
And then you get the little clips of the TV show. Yeah, I don't know.
Number three.
It's that. It's the end of an era, guys.
Number three is, I was talking about this a couple weeks ago about how this dude made a dramatic trailer for Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Will Smith partnered up with him. And then he was like, we need to turn this into something. And then I was talking to you a couple weeks ago how about there was a bidding war trying to secure the rights to this series. And the person that ended up winning was Peacock, NBC's streaming service. And they signed on for 2 seasons of this darker version of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Here's Will Smith talking about it.
What really clicked in my mind when I saw the trailer that Morgan did. The concepts in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reimagined as a drama, like, you know, a real kid from West Philadelphia,
born
modern day, a black family in Bel-Air, the Carlton character, a black young Republican, modern day, like that, like the heat that will be stirred up between these characters. It's like, what's the Hillary character in a world of Instagram and social media?
Yeah, that's true.
Going to be interesting. So look out for it. Again, it's coming up on the Peacock Network and it's going to be 2 seasons long. So I'm sure people are going to be just inundated with all that.
Number two.
And also they're doing a reunion on HBO Max. So Fresh Prince is going to be really making a comeback in the presence of pop culture.
Yeah.
If you're trying to make some quick cash, Facebook wants to pay you to deactivate your account around election time. Now, the reason that they want to do this is because they really want to see what impact they are making on democracy just by people's posting and all of that type of stuff. So if you're interested, you can get up to $120. So they're asking you to do it for up to 6 weeks. You get anywhere from $10 to $20 a week if you deactivate your account. And they're going to pick select people that they're actually going to pay. So, hey, listen, if you've been looking for a reason to get off, Gabe, you deleted yours.
Yeah, I did. You said $120 a week or a month?
Oh, $120 for 6 weeks, like up to.
What?
Yeah.
That's not worth it.
You can't stay off of Facebook. Okay.
All right, well.
Number one.
Now, if they said Instagram, they'd have to give me
a lot.
Like $1,000.
Or I could just post, to be on it.
Or I could just post a post about not going on Facebook and they could pay me $1,000 to do that. Number one, okay, now that the summer is officially over, it's cold outside, Nina and I unequivocally said that the song of the summer was Watermelon Sugar by Harry Styles.
Yeah, we did.
Do you know that that didn't even make the top three?
They're lying. You're a bunch of liars.
What radio station, what music were you listening to?
Yeah, who are you anyway?
But this is the song of the summer. According to Billboard, who's, I guess, the authority on music.
Let's go. Brand new Lamborghini, a cop car.
So the baby and Roddy Ricch. I mean, TBH, this is a bop. This is a bop.
It is.
Tony, what do you think?
I love this song.
It's a bop. And the baby is so good. Roddy Ricch is pretty popular. But
it's still not Watermelon Sugar.
If you play Watermelon Sugar in the club, okay, fine. You're not going to turn up as much. But the thing is this, there's no clubs this summer. So you got to have a different vibe, a different bop. So that's why Watermelon Sugar hits different when you're isolated by yourself drinking in the backyard.
It's a patio one, you know? Somebody needs to hit that remix of Watermelon Sugar.
I need to talk to him. You know what? We should play it a couple more times today.
Liar.
Since it's over. How is Watermelon Sugar not the song of the summer? How is...
Let's go.
Hey. Okay.
Now you're back.
All right, guys. It is a Wednesday. A gloomy Wednesday. It's that Wednesday where you say to yourself, damn, it's darker than it normally was for the last 2 weeks.
But it's okay.
It's depressing. And we're going to get you through it. All right. It's Gabe and Nina. I'll be 96.
You ready for a little TBT throwback trivia with Gabe and Nina on B96? When we give you a question about a song, a movie, and a TV show just to find out how old school you are. 877-591-9696. That's the number you need if you know the answer to this question. It's about a song. In 2002, this artist was given the nickname X-Tina after releasing her song Dirty. What artist was dubbed X-Tina?
All right, old schoolers, if you're ready to play TBT, call us up right now, okay? 877-591-9696. Came out in 2002. Her nickname is X-Tina. And you're saying to yourself, I want to get dirty. Yeah. All right, call us up now to play. It's Gabe and Nina, B96.
Sammy, you ready to find out how old school you are with our game TBT, Throwback Trivia?
I sure am.
Okay, she's confident. You just heard it. I'm going to hit you with the first question. It's about a song. In 2002, this artist was given the nickname X-Tina after releasing her song Dirty. What artist was dubbed X-Tina?
Christina Aguilera.
There you go. Starting strong, woo-hoo. Tammy. Moving on to the movie. Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore starred in this rom-com that was released in 2004. Drew Barrymore's character Lucy has short-term memory loss, so Adam Sandler's character Henry tries to win her affection by finding a way to woo her every day. The name of the movie is 51st...
What is it, Tammy?
51st Date.
I have a feeling I'll be singing today, Tammy, just because you're so old school. Okay, here it is for the win. The popular TV show This Is Us first aired in 2016 on the Peacock Network. What network is referred to as the Peacock Network?
All right, Tammy, what is it for the sweep?
NBC.
There it is.
Yeah. Woo!
I love it. Okay, hold on. Go, Tammy. You old school. Go, Tammy. You know full. Thanks for listening. You so cool. Go, Tammy. You old school. Yeah. Yeah, take that.
Nina's been practicing that one for weeks now.
I love it.
Oh, man. Tammy, let me ask you this. Do you have a favorite toy growing up? Something you played with all the time?
It'd probably be Barbies more than anything. Okay.
Oh, did you make Barbie kiss Ken or did you keep them separate?
I was just going to ask that.
I kept them separate. I was a good child.
Good girl.
Tammy.
Why are you talking to Ken? Don't talk to him. Talk to me. I'm your best friend. All right, Tammy, have a good one. Thanks for playing, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Every time I hear the bell, I'm like, oh,
what
my God.
What was that?
Flashbacks to going to school.
Gabe and Nina, B96. We're playing the Saved by the Bell music because we want to remind you guys, like we did last year, we came up with Gabe and Nina's extra credit. I think that we're like the morning show that doesn't mind going into the streets being, like, we don't feel ourselves to the point where we're like, we can't be in public by you guys.
No.
Ask your other radio people if they feel that same. Shots fired. Anyway, the point is that we, you know, last year around this time, if you're not familiar, you don't remember, we actually went into a bunch of schools from the furthest in the northern suburbs to the furthest in the southern suburbs to the western suburbs and even in Chicago. And what we did was we were going to classrooms talking about our mantra, work hard, be good. But this year, obviously, things are a little bit different.
Right. So we still want to be able to do that because it's so important to us. And so Zoom or any other online thing that you use for video messaging, Gabe and I want to be able to still hop on and have a chance to have a face-to-face moment with the students. If you're a student listening, or if you're a teacher listening, and this is something that interests you, you can always call us at the station or hit us up on socials at any time so we can get it on the calendar.
Yeah, I want to encourage you to do that. I think that, you know, in a pandemic that we're in and the learning situation that we're in, I think it's good to kind of just, I don't know, give the kids a kick in the butt from some people that can speak their language. And I think that's the number one thing that Nina and I do. We are literally like the people that you can put in between the faculty and the students that can identify with both, right? I mean, we're talking to the kids about what we feel is important, but at the same time, and speaking their language, while at the same time, kind of pushing the same directive that the teachers are doing. And so, again, we want to encourage you to hit us up. It could be as little as 5 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever it is that you want. But we want to make sure that we're making an impact in the lives of the young people here in the Chicagoland area. So my teachers, my assistants, my principals, any kind of faculty, if you are heading to school, like Nina said, then we definitely want to make sure that you reach out to us so we can get inside of your Zoom meetings.
Yeah.
I want to be a...
Boo.
Yeah, and we'll make sure we're fully clothed. My baby...
If you want,
my baby can make an appearance in the Zoom meeting. Not that any kids will care about that, but... again, yeah, Gabe and Nina's extra credit. So, you can, like Nina said, you can call us up right now, 877-591-9696. But probably best if you just hit us up on socials.
Yeah, at Nina on the air, at Chicago underscore Gabe. Easily reachable, and we look forward to hopping into a meeting.
Or at B96 Chicago. All right, guys, B96. Song of the summer.
It is just our song of the
zero
summer.
Zero idea. It's Gabe and Nina, B96, on the heels of Watermelon Sugar, which we think is song of the summer. Whatever.
It is.
We're playing. Actually, the song we're going to play next is the song of the summer, according to Billboard. So, DaBaby, Roddy Ricch, Rockstar, coming up in just a second. We were talking about extra credit a second ago, and I want to ask a very important question about that. Both of you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you would be a better student or a worse student in an e-learning environment?
I think I would be worse.
Why?
Because my attention span. I just don't know that I would, I feel like I wouldn't feel as engaged.
Like, okay, well, what do you think would...
Because if something happens to my computer, like technology already frustrates me.
Okay, yeah, you're okay, let's assume that your computer's working fine. What do you think would be more distracting at home than in your classroom?
I think it could...
Because I feel like you're easily distracted by boys. By maybe like a fly that's going up across from you.
Yeah. Is my mom cooking bacon? Like, what's happening? I just feel like, yeah, I would be a little bit more distracted. So I just have to spend more time focusing. Would you?
I'll answer that in just a second. The lines are open. I would love to hear from you. Do you think you'd be more productive, or do you think an e-learning environment for you personally would be a better situation, or do you think you'd be do better in a classroom? 877-591-9696. I think it'd be the same. I was a really good student, so I don't feel like I'd be distracted, especially, I mean, I guess, what grade are we talking about? What grade am I in?
You're going to be in high school or middle school?
I know, which one? No, I'm asking you, what grade am I in when you're asking me this
grade.
Question? In eighth grade, I'd probably have a girl at my house or something like that.
We're studying together.
I'd be like, or I'd find a way to... take a picture of myself, put it on the screen, and then that way I can, you know, go to the side. This is a great question.
Telephone Tone is doing e-learning, isn't he?
Telephone Tone, you're doing e-learning over there? He's answering phones.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I am. Sorry about that.
Okay. So, did you feel like, are you more distracted in the classroom or in e-learning?
No, I think right now it's different because in college, I'm obviously more like...
That's why I said what grade.
I can focus more. But if I'm in high school, my friends and I were just talking about this. If I'm in high school, there's no way I'm getting past. Like, I'm going to struggle hard. I have TV, video games. I can open other tabs.
You can't play a video game while your teacher is looking at you in the eye.
Some teachers don't require you to turn on the camera. I'll turn my mic and my camera off, and I'll be chilling.
Is that just college,
and also
though?
Failing. Can I take this phone call right here or no? All right, let's take this.
Hello?
Yeah, what's your name?
Hello? My name is Dawn.
Dawn, okay, so do you think you'd do better in an e-learning environment like the kids are doing right now or a regular classroom?
Classroom. It depends on what kind of learner you are. I'm more of an auditory learner than a visual learner.
Okay.
So if I have to look at a computer and try to just, you know, attention span is key too.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to sit and you're not in a desk sometimes. You're kind of just all over the place. It's very uncomfortable.
I hear you. You know what? I'm taking my answer back. I think I'd do better in an e-learning environment simply because, and I've heard teachers say this, you don't have an opportunity to fraternize with other students.
Mm.
So, whereas I would always be talking to somebody else because I probably, not to say it, but just to tell you more about myself, I felt like school was easy in that sense, so I wouldn't be easily distracted. I wouldn't need to focus. I'd be like, I got this already.
Pass the notes.
Hey, Jeff. What's up, Jeff? Did you play Fortnite last night? Like, so now that I'm at home and looking at a computer screen, I'm sure I would just, like, hand on my face and it'd be... It's a good question. I mean, I don't know. It's interesting.
It is.
I feel bad for the students right now that have to be in e-learning. Like, did you guys see all the pictures on Instagram yesterday or Facebook where they're like,
no.
First day of e-learning for Jessica? And she's like... every student is mad as hell sitting at their desk in their room. parents are buying, and that's the other thing. I saw some parents that bought their kids actual school desks.
Actually, I appreciate that. I think that would be really helpful.
I don't want that.
I think that would be helpful for
it's
me.
It's like you're buying a prison for me, and you're buying a school prison and putting it in my bedroom. And now, because that's what that's
what it is.
The desk. The desk that's connected to the chair that you got to sit in, that's a little school prison for me.
Oh my God, I loved it. I always carved my name into those desks. Oh, shout out to the parents that got the desks you can carve your name into.
Yeah, you should only carve your name into if you own it. Okay, song of the summer.
All right.
The Baby, Roddy Ricch, Rockstar. When we come back, we'll get you out for Wake Up Wars. All right, Don, thanks for calling in. We appreciate you. It's hard to argue against that song when I'm dancing the whole time. It's Gabe and Nina, B96. All right, guys, let's get you out for Wake Up Wars. It is our game. You know, Nina, I'm glad we have a couple minutes here. First of all, we have... The lines are open. We need one guy, one girl. You're in your car right now. Come jump on the radio. Call us up. 877-591-9696. Call it up right now to play. I was, I wrote this in the questions yesterday when I sent it to you, and but I deleted it. Mm. I said, I was going to say this week, because it's a shorter week, I wanted to change up Wake Up Wars, and I wanted to do it where instead of us getting the breakfast, it's someone, right? And the way to do that is if the person wins the week.
So, like, let's say.
So, like, yesterday, what was the person who won? What was her name? Melissa. Let's just say. The girl, ladies won, right?
Yes, we did.
So, Melissa won Tuesday. We'd bring Melissa back on Wednesday.
To keep going.
She'd play against the new contestant. And then, if she won the week, then we'd give Melissa some breakfast.
I'm down.
That sounds like a good one, right?
That's fun. Ooh, you
guys. All right, let's start that right now.
Really got to get good.
Okay. So, whoever wins today, here's what we're going to do. If you win today, we're going to keep you on until you lose. And then if you win, is it five? Should we say five in a row?
Yeah, it has to be a full week.
That seems like a lot. That's a tough win.
Well, I mean, it can't be easy for everybody to just get breakfast.
Three wins? Three wins is a lot. If you could beat three people in Chicago, that's tough.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we can start it this week because it's short and experiment and see how it goes.
Okay. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah, we can try.
If you can win Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we will buy you or send you like some money or Venmo you. I don't know, whatever.
To get yourself a little bread.
We're doing it live on the radio, guys.
we're working it out right now.
Okay, so it's a genius idea. So now you have incentive to play. Okay, 877-591-9696. We need one female, one male. And if you win, we'll have you come back on every day this week. And if you win all 3 days that remain, we'll give you some breakfast.
That means we're looking for some smarties out here.
All right. Call us up now. One female, one male. We'll play Wake Up Wars and then the Baby Daddy check-in, 705 on B96. This is my baby daddy. B96, Chicago's new hit music. We are Gabe and Nina. It is time for the Baby Daddy check-in. If you never heard this before, you're going to get two dad jokes and a baby update. Your first dad joke. So, did you know that, like, Teslas, you know, the cars?
Yeah.
They don't have a new car smell.
Hmm?
They have more of an Elon Musk.
Okay, that's funny. That's really funny. I bet Elon Musk would actually love that joke.
All right. If you do, give me a Tesla.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. The Baby Daddy check-in is this. Guys, there's been a milestone in our household, in the Ramirez household.
What?
We had to take out the infant insert in our car seat.
She's not an infant anymore? What is
Isn't
she?
That crazy? She's a baby. You're an infant.
Oh, my God.
You're a newborn, then an infant. Whatever.
And then a baby.
We had to take out the car seat insert. We're sitting there.
Wow.
We're looking at the baby, and her head is, like, damn near above the, like, little insert part. It's like a little circle part where the head goes, and her head was above it.
She's tall.
And then so Nicole's like, we got to take the head part out. And I'm like, okay. So she takes out the head part of the thing. We put the baby back down. And then she looked uncomfortable because the back part was still there. So then we had to take that out. And then we're looking at her. And remember how I told you like a couple of days ago that my daughter would cry constantly during the car rides?
Yeah.
Not one tear.
She just was uncomfortable that
so
whole
I wondered,
time.
She was like, yo,
Whitney.
This dad thing's too little for me, man. Get this off me. And now,
big girl.
Isn't it crazy?
That's
I cannot
really
believe
funny.
We're already at that point where... She's out of her infant car seat, so I'm actually really excited.
I just also have to say, if you have not seen Gabe's little girl, Chicago_Gabe, her face on the boat with you is literally the cutest thing ever.
She
I stalk
makes,
him.
Some really good smiles. Mm. So I'll make sure you check out that picture and then stick around for the second dad joke.
Right.
So I saw my wife. She was slightly drunk and she was like yelling at the TV yesterday. She's like, don't go in there. Don't go in the church, you moron. But she was actually watching our wedding video again. I'm like, babe, who are you talking to? It's yourself.
What are you doing?
Baby daddy check-in, weekday mornings, 7:05 and 9:05 a.m. But coming up next, it's time for Wake Up Wars.
Who's going to take it today? The fellas, the ladies, big things on the line. Wake Up Wars next on B96.
Wake Up Wars, Team Gabe against Team Nina, right now on B96.
This time, it's war.
Happy hump day, guys. It's Gabe and Nina. It is time for Wake Up Wars, and representing Brother Fellas today, or himself, I should say, is Jordan in Sherrville. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing today?
There's Anna. There's our woman crush ready to represent for the ladies.
Yes.
Anna, the ladies won yesterday, so you get to decide if you want to go first or if you want to let Jordan go.
I'll go first.
Okay, perfect. Jordan, hang on, okay?
All right.
Anna, you're going to get a female-centered question, a male-centered question, and the Chicagoland question. Whoever gets the most right will win, and we'll get to play tomorrow. Kicking it off with your female-centered question. When it comes to reducing the appearance of and prevention of stretch marks, there are two kinds of butters people reach for. Shea butter and blank butter. What is it?
Cocoa butter.
Second question. Alphabet Inc. is the parent company of what popular search engine? No, it's tough. Okay, here's a Chicagoland question. Let's see if you can get this one, Anna. 875 North Michigan is the address to this iconic Chicago building. It's home to the 360 Sky Deck and the Signature Room. Hint, it's not the Willis Tower. What is the name of the building? That's okay. I need to get you to the Sky Deck.
All right, Anna, hang on 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Jordan, Sherrville, what up?
Oh, you know, living the dream.
Oh, man, that you are, my friend. And if you win today, you might be living the dream because, as we mentioned, we're doing something brand new. Whoever wins, if they win the rest of the week, we're going to get them breakfast instead of Nina and I indulging. All right. So Anna only got one question correct today. So you have a chance to be one step closer to that food, okay?
All right.
Your first female-centered question, when it comes to reducing the appearance of and prevention of stretch marks, there are two kinds of butter people reach for. Shea butter and blank butter. What is it?
Cocoa butter.
Question number two, your male-centered question. Alphabet Inc. is the parent company of what popular search engine?
Google.
And for the clean sweep, Jordan, the Chicagoland question is, 875 North Michigan is the address to this iconic Chicago building. It is home to the 360 Sky Deck and the Signature Room. Here's a hint. It's not the Willis Tower or Sears Tower. What's the name of the building?
Ooh, that's tough. I want to say the Hancock Building.
Okay, Damn it, Jordan. It's not tough. You got it right, buddy. Anna in Aurora.
Yes.
You went up against a very smart, intelligent man today. He got three questions correct.
Oh, he did.
Giving the victory to the fellas. Great job.
Jordan.
You know what's funny is that the victory is not for the fellas, if you really think about it. The victory is just for Jordan.
It is.
So, Jordan, we're going to bring you back on tomorrow. And if you win Thursday and Friday, we'll go ahead and send you some money so you can get breakfast for yourself, okay?
All right. I appreciate it, guys.
No problem. The answers to the questions, Anna, before you go, number one.
You both got this one correct. It is cocoa butter.
Cocoa butter. I don't like the smell of cocoa butter. It's not my favorite. Question number two, Anna. Alphabet Inc. is the parent company of Google.
And 875 North Michigan is home to the John Hancock Building. Okay.
All right. But Anna, though, we appreciate you hanging out with us. And make sure you stick around tomorrow so you can see if Jordan ends up winning. So you could be like, I know the guy that won the first breakfast.
Right. He's going to give me a bite.
Could give you a bite.
This is big.
So make sure you're here tomorrow. I mean, if you think you can dethrone Jordan,
you need to come on tomorrow to see if you can do it.
Tomorrow. And then maybe you can win three in a row and get yourself breakfast.
Look at how we're doing this now, guys.
Now, we haven't figured out whose budget this is coming out of. We're leaning towards telephone tone.
Yeah, that makes the most sense.
Look at him laughing. He's laughing back there.
He's like,
We're like, hey, we'll just add an extra hour onto your paycheck.
It's cool.
And then we'll take that hour and give it to them. That way nobody pays for anything.
He's still laughing. There? He's like, guys.
Numbers and stuff. It's Gabe and Nina. B96. All right, hopefully my girl isn't listening at home right now because I'm going to bring up some personal stuff that happened in the house.
Okay. Nice disclaimer. Turn down the radio.
It's Gabe and Nina, B96. Guys, I'm in a bit of a pickle right now, and I'm not necessarily sure what I should do because, I'm pettier than the average. I've learned.
Fair.
I've learned it.
I'm not going to argue.
I was sitting there. I was talking to a customer service representative for, I don't want to say the company, and she was just being really dry and mean to me. And it was via texting thing.
The customer service person.
Yeah, it was a chat. And then I told, the woman's name was Gabriella. And I tell Nicole, I'm like, this woman's being such a bee. And I'm like, I'm about to be petty. And I'm going to end this conversation with, hey, thanks so much for your help, Gabriel. Because her name was Gabriella.
Oh.
And Nicole was like, babe, don't do that. And I was like, why not? She's being a jerk. She's like, because that's petty. You shouldn't do that. And I was like, yeah, but it's going to make me feel better. And she's like, don't do it. Don't do it. And then at the end, I did it. And she got kind of upset at me. Anyway.
Yeah.
Point being is that was the moment that I realized that I'm petty.
That was the moment. Okay. That was the moment.
That was the moment. No other time in my whole entire life have I ever thought I was petty.
Uh-huh.
Ever.
Sure.
Never. To nobody.
Okay.
So my pettiness continued as I was thinking today, how am I going to pay my girl Nicole back for this money that I owe her? Now, here's the deal. According to Business Insider, the average American spends, how much do you think they spend on Amazon, guys?
Oh, like a month?
A year.
A year.
A year on Amazon. The average person, not you, Nina. I didn't say $10,000.
Oh, I was going to say $10,000. $5,000.
The average American, not the rich American like you, Nina.
Get out of here. Okay.
Let me ask an average American. Tony.
$1,000.
You're a liar.
$600.
Oh, what?
Rich Nina.
$600?
$600 a year.
Oh.
The average Amazon customer spends about $600 a year on the site.
But.
And Prime members spend about $1,400 a year.
That makes sense, though, because you have Amazon Prime. You get your toilet paper that way. You get all the stuff.
If you're rich enough to order, to get Amazon Prime.
Anyway.
The point is this, guys. Over the weekend, beginning of the weekend, on Friday, I spent $120 on Amazon.
Okay.
Now, our Amazon account is connected to Nicole's credit card.
Perfect.
Or debit card or whatever. So I spent $120 and I was like, hey, babe, I'll send you the money, which I always do. I always give her the money. But for whatever reason, I haven't sent it over yet. And then on Sunday, we went downtown to walk downtown Chicago and we ended up going to Shake Shack. And Nicole was like, babe, you know, I like to buy the cheap food for us. So I'm going to buy. That's how she gets over. I buy all the expensive ones. And then when we go somewhere cheap, she's like, I'll get this one.
So cute.
I was like, no problem. Got it. So we get to Shake Shack. And of course, she looks at me. She's like, I forgot my wallet in the car. I'm like, likely story. So I said, yeah, babe, no worries. I got you. So the Shake Shack came out. We got two double burgers, one milkshake and one fry. Came out to $28. So she's like, oh, babe, don't worry. I'll send you the $30.
All right.
See where I'm going here?
Yes.
I owed her $120, haven't paid her yet. She didn't pay for food on Sunday. She hasn't paid me yet. So I'm thinking today, I'm like, do I send her $90?
Yeah.
And I deduct the money myself? Or do I send her the entire $120 that I sent her? And let her figure out $30 and when she should send it to me.
But if you think about it, you're doing her a favor by saving a step. By just sending the 90. So she doesn't have to worry about sending you the 30.
That's what I thought initially. That was my initial thought.
Yeah.
I was like, man, you know what? Let me just do the math for her. But then I feel kind of bogus, like if...
Mm-hmm.
There
what
he goes.
Do you mean?
Yeah, you get it, right? Mm-hmm. It's like she's gonna look at me and be like, damn, my man is cheap.
Yeah.
My man sat there and took the time to deduct $28.50 from the $120 owed me.
Yeah. That makes sense. Okay. 877.
This is what I wanted to ask you.
591-9696. That's the simplest way to do it.
So
go ahead and deduct it.
If it were you in the car and you were in my situation, would you give the $120? And let her figure out the 30, or let the other person figure out the 30s whenever on their own time? Or do you do the math for them and just give them $90?
Yeah.
All right, 877-591-9696. I don't want to give her any money, to be honest with you.
What do you mean?
But I would love to hear what you would
do. I get
it. Give her the $120 or deduct $30. It's Gabe and Nina. Call us up now. It's B96. Gabe and Nina, B96. Let's talk to Maribel. Good morning, Maribel. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very good.
Okay. So, I mean, you heard the situation and you know me. I'm a nice guy. I love math and numbers. But what do you think I should do in this situation?
I honestly think you should just send her the 90 because kind of like what Nina said, you know, it's kind of like saving her time. If I were in her spot and I see the 90, I'd be like, okay, cool. He did the math for me. Like, we got it good. We're both settled. We're both on the same page.
Totally.
I got to be honest. My biggest fear there, right, if I give her, I bought $120 worth of Amazon stuff. She was supposed to buy us lunch on Sunday for $30. I ended up paying. And so the question is, like we asked Maribel, should I give her the 90 or the 120 and let her deal with the 30? Now, here's what I want to say on the end of what Maribel just said. My concern is I am going to be perceived as a cheap guy. A cheap guy that can't even pay $30 for him and his girl to eat lunch.
But you're not cheap. We all know you're not cheap. She knows that. But you also know that your girl is the type of woman that likes to hold her own. Likes to treat you.
Which is exactly why I think I should give her the 120 and let my boss be of a girl pay me whenever she wants.
But I think she'll appreciate skipping the step.
No. Or she'll just be like, I ain't paying you. Maribel, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Delilah in Willowbrook. All right, which are the two options would you prefer here?
So me and my boyfriend have been doing it the past year. We just squared off. If you owe me money, if I owe you money, we'll just make it even. So I would send her the 90, and she knows you'd be paying the bills. You pick up the check. You put up the money up front. So just cut the stuff out and send the 90.
I did pay the down payment for the house. I did.
It does make you feel better. You're taking out $30.
This is what she says. Uh-huh. She bought the couches in the house. She bought the drapes. She bought all that stuff. And I'm like, babe, you want me to give you some money for that? And she's like, no, baby, you bought the house for us. Let me pay for this. I'm like, okay. So then when it comes to the food stuff,
she wants to be able to pay for the Shake Shack.
I want to pay for the Shake Shack, babe. But here's the thing, guys. Shake Shack was Sunday. It's Wednesday. Don't you think she would have gave me the money already if it was like top of mind?
She's busy. I think she's got a lot of things on her
mind. So I think I give her the 120. Because mind you, I haven't given her the 120 yet. So I give her the 120 and then maybe she'll be like, oh, damn, I got to pay him too.
But then she's got to take that extra step and be like, oh, let me pull out my phone and just go through the app again. If you just send her the 90,
People don't like take other people taking money out of their bank accounts.
I like people just not making me have to do more than I have to.
Okay. 877-591-9696. I just want to give her the 120 and just wipe my hands clean and be like, babe, I took care of the Shake Shack. But I could give her the 90 and just steal her money. What do you think? Kelly in Algonquin. All right, you think I should pay the 120, right?
Yes. You know what? I wouldn't even ask for the 30. Just pay for the 30 and the 140.
That's what I'm trying to say.
But Kelly,
I give her the 120. Man. I pay. This is the part that I don't understand, Kelly. We had the first couple women call in. You have Nina say this. Where are all these women that say that men need to be chivalrous, pay for the meals and all that good stuff? Here I am trying to give her the 120.
She'll get you next time.
Yeah.
Air quotes, next time.
But Kelly, I think that she really likes to be able to pay for these.
100%.
These, you know,
I do.
Interactions.
I mean, I'm married and I do the same thing. I'm like, oh, I'll give you the $40 or whatever. He's like,
right.
We're married.
Okay, this is perfect, Kelly. Kelly, this is perfect. Yeah. You're married. You say the same thing. What would you do if your man sent you like all the money and didn't better question, what would you do if the man deducted the money that you were supposed to?
I would be pissed. Exactly. I would be aggravated. It's only $30.
You're like petty.
Come on.
Petty. Why?
But if you were going to
eat the $30 this time, exactly. To get you next time.
I love
it. Just remind your next time you want to eat. Don't forget your wallet.
I love it. Don't forget. Thanks for the call, Kelly. I appreciate that. I guess I don't want to be, even though deep down inside, I'm petty in a funny way, I don't want to be perceived as petty. And I feel like $30 ain't going to hurt me. So whatever, I'll pay for us to go eat. I benefited from it too.
Yeah, but that's like besides the point, because if she's still going to give you the $30, I still think she would actually appreciate not having to go through her phone. She's got Whitney in one arm, she's working in the other, and then you just handled all that extra. She'd say, thank you. Sherry and Dumont, but you actually disagree with me. You think that he should just give her the $120.
I think he should just pay his debt and go on. If she's the kind of person, I'm just new to you guys, so I'm learning you here.
Uh-huh.
But obviously, she's the kind of person that likes to pay her way and do her part, well, then let her do it at her own time.
Yeah. Sherry, I think you actually...
It took you this long to pay her the $120.
That's also fair.
Sherry, this is exactly what I'm talking about. And I think at this point, since we're both past due on our bills, I should be responsible for mine, and she should be responsible for hers in this thing.
If that's the way it is. Now, technically, it sounds to me like if you guys, like I said, I'm new to the station, but if you guys have got a house and all this going on, why are you splitting stuff anyway?
Exactly.
Why aren't you all everything 100%?
Sherry, I'll tell you this right now. It's because I have a strong, independent woman, and I think you picked up on it immediately. She does like to pay her own way, and that's why she does that. She doesn't want to feel like she's, you know... She makes decent money, so she's fine. But I think you're right. I think Sherry says it best. Just pay your bill, Gabe, because let's not forget she's still out a bunch of money, $120 bucks that I haven't paid her.
Right, if she's gonna just pay you back from the $120 anyway, though, that's skipping a step.
That's how it happens. Thanks for the call, Sherry.
Have a great day, guys.
Oh, thank you.
You too.
Thanks. All the new listeners out there.
Welcome and thank you. We love you.
Work hard, be good. That's our mantra. Okay. Now, in terms of being good, I gotta call up Nicole.
Okay.
I hope she picks up the damn phone.
Let's see what she would prefer.
She's going to say, guys, let me say something right now. You want to hear somebody be like, oh, it's no big deal. That's exactly what she's going to say.
She will.
We'll find out next. It's B96. Gabe and Nina, B96, Chicago's new hit music. All right, we have Nicole on the line who literally has no idea what we're talking to her about.
Hi,
right now.
Nicole.
Good morning. I'm a little nervous.
Don't be nervous.
Don't be nervous. Just be honest.
Yes.
Just honest, your actual genuine reaction to
honesty,
what Gabe is going to say.
Honesty, babe, is the best policy.
Okay.
She's not here for it.
She's not.
Okay.
Uh-uh.
So basically, we started talking a couple of minutes ago about our debt. And not your student loans. Whew. We're talking about the most recent debt. So I was basically telling people how the other day I spent $120 on your Amazon account and I have yet to pay you.
Yeah.
And then I was talking about how we went to go eat Shake Shack and it was 30 bucks and you didn't bring your wallet. And I said I paid and you said you're going to pay me back.
Right.
But you haven't paid me back yet.
Haven't paid you back.
Damn it. So, guys, you see
where
this is going.
See where we're going.
So, what I was asking the audience a second ago was, should I give her the 120 and just not worry about the 30 bucks? Or should I deduct 30 bucks that she owes me and give her the 90? Now, before I tell you what I said, I would love to hear what your thoughts are on this. And don't give me the, babe, just because you know you're on the radio, don't do the thing where you say everything perfect and everybody loves you.
Well, we do love her, but just be honest.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't really have a preference either way. I think it's more convenient if you were just to deduct the $30 from the $120. So then I don't have to think about it. But, I mean, I've thought about it. I guess I'm not stressing about it because we do this all the time.
Yeah. So you're telling me that if $90 showed up into your account as opposed to the $120, you wouldn't, not even a 5% would be like, damn, my man's cheap?
No, I would have been like, I guarantee he took out the $30. I would appreciate it if you were like, I'm sending you $90, not $120 because of the Shake Shack.
Oh,
there you
go. But if you just did it, I would totally know what it was from.
Yeah. Now, I just want to let you know that those words would never come out of my mouth because that sounds shady and petty and cheap. Hey, babe, aww. I just want to let you know I sent you the $9. I deducted that $30.
Yeah, but you know that I'm always, because you're always trying to send me a little bit more money.
True.
And you're always trying to like... be the one that spends a little bit more. So that's why I wouldn't think twice about it.
I love this. Like, she basically just said everything that I was saying the entire time.
I send Nicole extra money because I know there's instances where I probably owe her. So I'm like, she's like, why did you send me $150? It was only $90. And I'm like, I don't know.
He'll send $150 or $120 and I'll be like, I think you only meant to send me $15. I think you only meant to send me $12.
Just trying to give you a little tip.
I love you.
I love you too.
Okay. Well, it's good to know because the reality is, babe, I'm not going to give you any money.
Okay.
Nobody thought that was funny
for
me.
Okay. Just tell me when those joint bank accounts are coming.
There you go. We had that conversation too.
We're breaking up.
Love you, Nicole. Okay.
Gotta go,
love
babe.
You,
gotta
bye.
Go.
He's Detective Gabe. She's Detective Nina. Together, they are the Lie Detectors on B96.
Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96. It is time for Lie Detectors. It is brought to you by CarX, Tire and Auto, and NissanUSA.com. And trying to figure out who's lying to her is Rissa. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys.
First of all, is that short for like...
Marissa?
Or Clarissa?
It's short for Marissa.
Marissa. All right, so who's lying to you and what's going on?
My friend Lauren. Okay, so we've been friends for like, gosh, I think like 8 or 9 years now. And we both had a crush on the same guy, but it was starting to be like put a strain on our friendship. And it was obvious that he wasn't really taking either of us too seriously. And we both kind of like came up like with a pact that we weren't going to see him anymore, that we valued our friendship more. But about like, I guess 2 weeks ago, she stopped calling me. So I just had the feeling that, and we usually talk like almost like every day. Mm. I was like, why did she stop calling me? And so I texted her. And she texted me back, but she just been acting kind of shady. And then I saw her car.
Ooh.
in the parking lot of a coffee shop that I know that like he frequents. And it's not like I was like stalking him or anything. But I just happened to see it. And then of course then I was like, what the heck?
Right.
So like I drove in the parking lot and then I was like, okay, I'm acting a little unhinged here.
No,
the situation.
Let me ask you this, Rissa, real quick. What was it like when both of you were dating him at the same time? Like how, what happened there?
Did you know?
We didn't know. And once we found out, it was.
Sure, that's why you guys made the pact not to see him anymore. Well, let me ask you this. How does it feel that your friend, I'm going to call her Lying Lauren.
We don't know if she's lying yet.
Okay. So what do you think about the fact that you guys haven't talked in a couple of weeks? I mean, are you hurt by it because you guys have been friends for so long?
Definitely. I feel betrayed.
What could be another reason, Nina? You said she's potentially maybe not lying.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. Like, if you even actually talked to her about this, like, what if she just, you know, is working on herself?
Well, I know her mom was going through some complications, like some medical stuff, but I just can't imagine that she wouldn't have reached out and told me that.
Maybe.
But sometimes people deal with things in their own time, though.
I got another question, because this guy is in a predicament that most men wish they could find themselves in. What's so great about this dude?
I mean, he's really cute, you know. I mean, at this point, I think it's less about the guy and it's more about
the principle.
The friendship.
Okay. Well, hopefully when we talk to Lying Lauren, she isn't lying and you guys can get back to your BFF ways. But if she's still talking to Buddy, I mean, what do you think your reaction is going to be?
I mean, I don't know. I will feel like she chose him over me.
Yeah. Well, look, fortunately for you, as you've heard many times on this show, Nina and I, we're professional liars, detectors. We're professional lie detectors.
We catch them up. We're not the ones lying.
And we have an idea up our sleeve and how to catch your friend up. So just sit back and relax. Okay, Rissa?
Okay.
All right, guys, when we come back, 3 minutes from right now, Nina is back on the dating scene. Maybe she's found someone that has caught her eye. We will find out in 3 minutes whether or not Lying Lauren is, in fact, lying. So don't go anywhere, all right? It's Gabe and Nina, Lie Detectors on B96.
And we're back for part two of Lie Detectors with Gabe and Nina. And this is that part, you know, when we always say whether a girl or a guy will catch them in the lie. Well, now's that time. Rissa, are you still there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to dust off my old psycho girlfriend.
Don't have that much dust on it.
You better watch it. But anyway, Rissa, I'm doing it for you. Get out of here. Rissa, hang on while we try to find out if not for sure Lying Lauren is lying to you.
Hello?
Hi, is this Lauren?
Yes.
Hi, Lauren. I know you don't know me, and this is kind of weird. My name's Aaron. I've seen your number pop up in my man's phone a few times, and I've asked him about you, and he said that you guys were just friends. You know James?
Yeah, I know James. Who is this again?
My name's Aaron. I'm James's girl, and I'm just calling.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry?
You're James's girl? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, that's why I'm calling you. I figured you probably didn't know about me, and I didn't know about you until I found your phone number in his phone. He swore that you guys were just friends, but I needed to hear it from you.
I'm sorry, hear what from me? Like, what?
What? I just want to know what your relationship is with my man, James.
My relationship? Yeah, we have a relationship. I'm his girlfriend.
Okay, well, how long have you been James's girlfriend?
It's been a while. It's been a few months. How long have you been his girlfriend?
Honestly, I started dating him around the same time Rissa did.
What?
Hi, Lauren.
Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong.
Oh, my God.
Hey, good morning. It is lying, Lauren. Lauren, good morning. This is not the woman that was dating James. We are actually Gabe and Nina.
Hi.
From B96 here in Chicago. And your friend Rissa's on the phone.
Oh, my God, Rissa, I am so sorry.
I don't know what to say, really. I mean, now everything makes sense. Why you've been avoiding me, but I can't, I thought we came up with the pact.
I know. You should be so angry right now, but I can explain, and I didn't mean for it to happen the way it did, but like, it's like I didn't even have a choice.
What is that supposed to mean? I thought we had a pact.
We did, and I was going to tell you. I was working on
you were going to tell me? You were going to tell me. When were you planning on telling me? Next year? When, I don't know, y'all are engaged or I see something.
I mean, okay.
Instagram.
Rissa, like, you're right to spiral and ask those questions, but Lauren.
I'm not spiraling. Oh, do not make this about something about me spiraling.
No, Rissa, that's not what
I'm justified in the anger.
Fair. Rissa, I totally agree with that. That's not what I'm saying. But by taking it to the next level and thinking about their engagement, listen, I don't even care about that part. My point is, Lauren, for you, do you feel like this guy and this relationship that you have is more important than your friendship with Rissa?
It's not that it's more important. It's just like, I can't help how I feel about him. Mm. And I can't help like what we have.
But you don't feel like you could have told Rissa about that earlier?
I mean, sometimes your feelings towards people are strong. And you say to yourself, if I'm going to be 90, I'm going to die in my bed next to my man, not my best friend. Oh, deep.
But that's a conversation that you would have in the beginning as a respect to your friendship. And then at that point,
yeah,
Rissa would have
to
make...
to me. Like, don't make that pact. Just say like, hey, I'm sorry. I have these really strong feelings. I mean, the fact that you're his girlfriend, that was like, I had no idea that's where that was going. You know, like, you're going to erase, like, I don't know, 8 years of like really close friendship with me by, you know, dating this guy and not telling me. I mean, you're his girlfriend now. Mm-hmm. I had an inkling because I hadn't heard from you, but.
Lying Lauren, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Who approached each other? Who approached who first, you or James?
I mean, it's complicated, but.
Okay. But what? Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, both you two hang on 1 second for me real quick. Nina.
Yeah.
Lying Lauren.
Listen, it's so hard.
I was, you know, one a good friend of mine once said, if you're broken up with somebody, you're not talking to them, that's a good thing. You can't be mad because you guys didn't work out because maybe you guys just weren't meant to be. And maybe lying Lauren and loser James is...
Right, and that totally could be true. But Rissa never had the opportunity to be able to be happy for her friend and understand that her feelings aside, you know, this relationship that they have together could be great. But, bro, you didn't tell me.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, you lied.
Has something like this ever happened to you where a man or a woman ruined a friendship? You too, Nina.
I'm like, yeah, I remember it very vividly. It was Heidi and me, and we were both dating this guy, Benny. Well, they went behind my back.
How old were you, in sixth grade?
No, I was like a senior in high school.
Oh.
But even still, it ruined a friendship for a lot of years. And now Heidi and I are fine. We laugh about, oh, okay, Benny. But at the time, I was really upset. And then they had the nerve to show up after I found out about it to my performance. Like, I need to see the two of you holding hands in the front row while I'm trying to sing. That didn't help me out very much. Then you know what I did? I egged her car. That's a true story.
All right, you got 5 seconds left in your rant.
But I had to step aside. Heidi and Benny had to go work stuff out. And then it didn't last.
Like a telephone song. Got his hand on his chin. He's listening. He's like, this is interesting.
What? You would egg a car too.
All right. 877-591-9696. One, I would like to know, you know, what you think about the situation. I don't know. I think you give lying Lauren a pass. Who cares? It's a guy. There's millions of them. If you guys are going to be friends and you guys have been friends for years, continue to be friends. Was this shady? Sure. But you know what? What if they end up married with kids and they have a happy relationship? Like, do you want to be upset that, you know, they were a better match than you?
You still have to have time to repair your friendship, though, and be able to trust again.
Okay. 877-591-9696. That and maybe if somebody's ruined your friendship, love to hear about that too, all right? It's Gabe and Nina, B96. Call us up now.
Have you treated yourself lately? Bought yourself something pretty because you deserve it? I did, and I'm about to tell you about it. It's Gabe and Nina on B96. Now, I bring it up because I was just telling Gabe, it just came in the mail, and I'm really excited about my new sneakers.
Yeah, First, I look at the sneakers, and the first thing I say is, those look exactly like the ones you just bought.
No, they're different, though, because they're tie-dye. So I got a new pair of ones.
Wait, but they're the same shoe, right?
Yeah.
So they look just like the ones you just bought.
But they're a different colorway. The other ones I have are the purple and black ones, and then these ones are the new colorway, which is the tie-dye ones, which aren't out there for everybody to have. So I was like, I need to, and I bought them, and I treated myself.
So then I look at Nina, and I say, okay, you bought the same pair of shoes. How much did they cost?
And I said, well, just $350.
Damn, Daniel. You're rich, rich.
Not even. I just haven't
not
been.
Not even, Nina?
I'm not rich. I just haven't been spending my money on anything.
You're wealthy?
I work hard for the money that I have.
So you're wealthy.
And so I took it.
I don't understand that. why people have to try to pretend like they don't have money.
I'm not saying I don't have money, but I don't know that I would say I'm wealthy or rich, but I'm comfortable and...
Very comfortable. Thank you, Tony. Very comfortable.
Listen, this isn't about my wallet. This is about the fact that I got a new pair of sneakers. That I was really excited about it.
Don't get defensive about your money.
Well, I don't know where we're counting my money. I just wanted to tell you about my sneakers.
Because the segment that we're doing now is about how you pay $350 for a pair of shoes that you kind of had that were similar.
They're not similar. They're a different colorway.
But it's the same shoe.
But it's a different colorway.
I know. But that makes that... Okay. That's what makes them similar.
But I also have high heels that are all different colors, which are very similar shoes,
and if it was this, but if it was the same brand and same shoe, just in a different color, those shoes would be similar. you're getting defensive about the wrong thing. And I'm like, I'm trying to calm down your defensiveness and be like, bro, it's okay to say that they're similar shoes. It's okay to say that you have money. It's okay to say these things.
I was just talking about my shoes. It's cool. Yeah, they're similar.
Telephone tone. What's the most you spent on an article of clothing?
$400.
See? Oh, telephone. Damn, you rich.
Yes. Yes, no, Nina. This is how this works.
It was a very irresponsible decision, but I really needed them.
What was it?
It was a pair of shoes.
What kind?
Off-white Dunks. No.
Off-white?
Yeah. Off-white Dunks are $400?
Reselling, yeah. They're not retailer $200, but reselling $400.
Both of you rich people. Tell me what the mindset is like when you're like, I am going to spend an absurd amount of money on some gym shoes. What's that like going through your head? Seriously.
How excited I'm going to feel when they're on my feet. And I'm just going to love when I look in the mirror and I'm like, look at those tie-dye kicks, though. Those are so fire. I'm excited. I have them. They're sitting in the box still. I haven't even laced them, but I'm so excited to wear them.
Have you wore your shoes yet, telephone time?
Oh, yeah, a bunch. Okay. I love them.
Oh, that's good. That's my only problem, though. It's like, I know I can't wear these sneakers every day. But anyway,
yeah.
How much is the most that you've spent on an item of clothing yourself, Gabe?
I have maybe like 30 pairs of shoes at home, and the most expensive one is probably like $27.
You're really good at finding deals, though.
It's because I'm broke.
No.
I'm not rich. I'm broke.
Gabe has shoes that lace themselves, literally.
Free. Those were free shoes.
Oh, yeah, he does have those.
Yes, free. I had to go out of my way and go to some Nike basketball thing so I can get... So poor little me.
Such a struggle.
I had my hands open and I was like, can I please have these free shoes that I need? Okay, here's what we want to do. Because you know what? We understand that Nina's not the only person that's rich. Telephone tone is rich.
Exactly.
People have money to spend, or they just like spending stuff on particular items.
You do deserve it.
Do you have something that we want to know okay, here's a better question. What's the most expensive thing, clothing wise,
that you own? Okay.
I'm trying to think, what's maybe like a suit. I bought a blazer that was like $150.
Oh, that's a good one.
The blazers are like $400 or $500. And I just cannot see myself spending a Nina shoe on a blazer.
But you're really good at finding deals.
Nina, it's because I'm broke, so I can't spend money. No, because I can't spend that money. I think to myself, I can't spend $350. Anyways, it's not the point.
point is, what do you have?
Yes. What do you have in your... What's the most expensive item in your wardrobe? Is it a blouse? Is it some off-white brand that you said, oh, this guy made it, so I should pay more money for it, like telephone tone? But no, I would like to know what's the most expensive thing in your closet.
I like this.
Yeah, this is good.
877-591-9696. What's the most expensive thing?
Is it a pair of shoes that is very similar to another pair of shoes that you own?
Do they have red bottoms?
But do you love them, though?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Call us up now, guys. It's B96. What's unforgettable is the amount of money that Telephone Tony and Nina have paid for the shoes.
But we love them.
That's right, Nina.
We love them.
That's the important thing. I think I want to make this very clear, Jim in North Riverside. This is not a shaming moment. Mm-mm. This is so that people that do spend money on things can really educate those of us that don't as to why, right? Because I think that that's what really that is. People that don't are like, damn, I would never do that. Why do people do that? And people that do it are like, because I love it.
You made me happy. Jim, what's the one thing that you bought for yourself that made you happy?
Jim, radio. Come on, bro. There we go, Jim. All right, Jim, I'm going to put you on. You can't listen to yourself on the radio, guys. Jeremy, Lakeview, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning.
Okay.
I bought a pair of DKNY boots in Japan when I was stationed there, but I didn't know the conversion rate for the yen, so I was like, yeah, I can buy those. And then they ended up being like $600.
Oh, my God.
They were two sizes too small, but I wore them. I still have them 8 years later.
Wow.
That's the greatest story ever.
They're too small for my feet. They're too small, but I will wear them. They're my Peter Pan boots, but I'll love them forever.
Jeremy, let me ask you this, because I've actually done something along these lines before. When you went to go purchase them, did you say to yourself, why? I can't back out of this now because they're going to think I'm cheap.
Exactly. Yeah.
Guys, I've been there before. I'll never forget. I was in New York and I was at an Aldo store. And you know how they have like the UK sizes. You have to get like a size 47 or something like that. So I walk in and I'm thinking, yeah, I'm going to buy these shoes. I get the wrong size. And then they were like $100. And I was just like, or maybe like $90 or whatever. And I was just like, okay, I'll take these. Super reluctant.
And then what did you do? Squeeze your feet in them?
I'm like Jeremy. I had my Peter Pan shoes for the
next time. I love that.
Jeremy, thanks for the call. I appreciate
it. Best story. Alexandra and Berwin. Okay, what about yours? Yours is shoes too. How much did you spend?
I bought two pairs of the Nike VaporMax back to back, and they were $200 a piece, but I don't regret a single dollar.
Of course not.
Them.
As you shouldn't. Now, let me ask you this. You said that was it the exact same shoe?
Yes, a black pair and then the white with the silver bottom.
Now, let me ask you, because this was a heated conversation a second ago. Do you think that those shoes are similar?
Yes, they are.
Okay. But you know what, Alexandra? You love them.
But and
you
can wear them. Colorways.
But they are, because then you can wear them with different outfits.
It. Okay. Exactly. How many times have you worn the shoes?
A handful of times. Maybe 10 times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, they're getting good use.
Thanks for the call, Alexandra. I appreciate that. I mean, it happens, Nina.
When you find something you love, you just got to get them in every color.
I guess I just think to myself, and I'm not, again, we're talking about, I'm speaking for the people that don't spend the money on shoes like that. I think about $350, and I think about like all the things I can do with $350. And then when I think about buying a shoe that is a different color than the other shoe, I think to myself, this is not worth it. And I get anxiety.
But the difference between you and I is that you don't have credit card debt.
I don't.
And I do.
So wouldn't that be a reason not to buy the other pair of shoes?
No, because my mental health is dependent on it. I was so happy when these sneakers arrived at my house, Olivia.
That's
so
what matters.
So happy.
That's what matters. Self-care.
What did you spend money on? A lot of money.
I spent almost $1,000 on a dance costume that I only wore once.
On a what?
Ooh, do you pull it out sometimes just to put it on?
My mom bought it for me, so I was like 4 at the time, but it has like about maybe 50
for Super pause. Now I'm going to cut you off, Olivia. Super pause.
Wow, that's so cool.
First of all, you didn't buy anything that cost $1,000. Your mom did. Let's get that out the way first, okay?
She was 4 years old.
And you're 4? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Do you have it was for like a dance. Like recital, so like the teacher wanted to go out.
Was your teacher Beyonce? Thanks for the call.
I would try to put that on like my dog or my kids in the future. That outfit is getting more used. $1,000.
Kelly, did you spend $1,000 on something?
Yeah, I spent more than $1,000 on something.
Uh-oh. Ooh, what'd you get?
Wait, before you answer, Kelly, guys, my favorite part is when people laugh. when they're like, oh, I spent more than $1,000. I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, I can't
oh,
wait.
Oh, man. What'd what you spend was it? It on?
I actually bought a mink coat.
Okay.
And well, I felt like I wanted it, I needed it, and I should have had it long ago.
Okay.
So I just bought it.
Kelly, now see this. Now see.
What does Ariana Grande say? I saw it, I want it, or whatever.
Yeah.
Got it.
I think to myself, like a mink coat, now see that makes sense to me. If you're going to spend a lot of money.
That makes sense?
Because she's
really? You,
every time. Kelly,
yeah. I know. Kelly's even surprised.
Because Kelly's walking down the street, and all you hear is boom. Boom, ba-da-na,
da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's a soundtrack to her life. Man.
Kelly, I appreciate you sharing that story. Hey, man, if you want to buy a mink coat for $1,000, buy me. But I bet she doesn't have two that look similar. B96.
9:30 on the dot. It's time for Nina at 9:30 on B96. It's Gems for the Journey. And today's gem, actually, that I'm going to share with you is something that really helped me personally. A friend shared it with me, and I thought it was a good idea to share with you guys today, especially if you're the type of person that has a tendency to get hard on yourself. Consistency is more important than perfection. Consistency is more important than perfection. I'm waiting for the light bulbs in the room to go off. No, I know you hear what I'm saying, but I think for me, this really held true to a project I was working on, for example. So maybe this is at work, this is at home, something that you're working on and you want it to be perfect. Of course, we all do. But if you don't start, then you're going to end up pushing it off farther and farther and farther. And for example, for me, my podcast is something that I have had an idea about for years. I didn't launch it until just recently, earlier this year. It's called Guilty Pleasures and Growing Pains, but that's besides the point because I wanted it to be perfect. But now that I've been doing it, I still don't really know what I'm doing, but I'm consistently putting out episodes because consistency is more important than perfection because you figure it out. And then your perfection comes later and you're imperfectly perfect.
Yeah, I think I think a lot of people deal with that in different ways and they don't really even realize what they're doing. I think for me personally, it was working out.
Like, that's a good one.
I'm not doing the push-ups in the perfect form. I'm not, you know, running in perfect form or whatever it is, but I'm going to work out every day and, you know, you try to see the results. So I think that's a great one. I think, you know, consistency is definitely the key. Perfection, I mean, it's what you can strive for. But as long as you don't get down on yourself for not being perfect,
exactly,
then you'll be okay.
Yeah. So just think about that today. Consistency is more important than perfection. Gems for the Journey, guys, hitting them for you every single
day. Except me,
day.
I'm perfect.
Nina at 9:30. What? You want to say it again? Nope. Consistency. You got to repeat it and then maybe we'll believe it. It's B96.
Hey, guys, hope you enjoyed that.
And if you did, know there's more where that came
That's
from.
That's right, man. We're going to keep putting these podcasts online, and we hope you continue to enjoy them. And then when you get a job where you got to wake up at 6 in the morning.
You can be with us live weekday mornings on B96.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.